Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Have you ever witnessed a performance or had an experience that led you to question the performance level of your own work? A couple of days ago, I had the opportunity to meet the Neil Morse Band and experience their live show for their latest album, The Great Adventure. Song after song, note after note, emotions flowed through voice, instruments, lights, and the power of music. They gave it their all, and now I want to make sure I give my all. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/247. I've been waiting to see this show for months now, and it was the Neil Morse Band's latest tour, and they finally made it to Portland. And so I bought tickets, I bought the VIP tickets so that I could do meet and greet, and it was probably the best experience that I've had in a long time for many reasons, but for the main reason of they gave it everything they had. It was an amazing show. Not only are they world-class musicians, so Mike Portnoy is the drummer for the band, Neil Morse is the kind of front man, and he plays keyboards, guitars, he does it all. He's got an amazing bass player, guitarist, and keyboardist, and all together, they gave it their all. And it was fascinating because you could just see them pouring all of their attention and their energy into making an experience that was magical for the audience. Neil Morse as a frontman is someone that exudes personality. He exudes the characteristics of the best frontmen, the best front people, the people who are able to bring the crowd in and take them on a journey with the way they act, the way they sing, the way that they play their instruments. And what was most fascinating with his performance was you could just feel him singing at the depths of his ability. He was pushing into territory that most musicians might not push through. I mean, he was giving it everything that he had, and you could tell as the audience. And as I was sitting there reflecting on the drive home after this concert and after this experience, I kept asking myself this question. Are you giving your work everything you've got? Are you giving it everything you have when you're on? And are you giving it everything you have when you're off, when you're not working? Are you giving your work all of who you are, everything that you have to give? Or are you just playing it safe and being someone who only wants to be like everyone else and not give that piece of you that might get rejected or might not be welcome or might be too much for someone? Are you giving all of your attention and focus and abilities and effort to what you do? It was fascinating to watch the way that the keyboards were played, the way the guitars were played. There was purpose and intention in every made note and every missed note. And that's the power of an amazing live performance. But in creative work, in filmmaking, photography, if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss out on something. If you're not operating at the peak of your abilities and pushing yourself to learn new things, you're going to get complacent and people aren't going to be around anymore. But much like with this band, if you're not surrounding yourself with the best, eventually you're going to plateau and you're not going to be around much longer in terms of your business. And then this is a lesson that I'm learning today. Are your tools and systems at their best? Have you given them everything that you've got? Are you paying for services that are going to fuel your business? This morning, I had a server problem. I'm not going to go into details, but needless to say, it took everything that I had today to make sure that it was secure and that there weren't any more problems. And I could have just, not taken the time to make sure that it was done right, but I did. And now I'm like, okay, now I know why you pay for certain types of tools, why you go with good service providers so that you don't have to go through certain experiences. So this idea of giving everything that you've got doesn't just apply to the work that you do. It applies to everything that goes into your business. Because here's the secret, and it's not really a secret. Customers know when you don't. Your audience knows when you don't. Your coworkers and collaborators know when you're not giving everything you've got. And you know deep down inside that you aren't giving it everything that you have. You might be losing sleep over that, or you just don't care. But you need to pay attention to this idea if you are someone who's like, hey, I don't need to give it all. I can just do just enough. Because when you give everything you've got, something magical happens. You connect with people on a deeper level. Bonds form. Even if I never see the Neil Morse Band again live, they have a lifelong fan because of this experience. They made me feel important by the way they played their songs. They made eye contact at times. They were professionals. When you give everything you've got, your work goes beyond just good enough. This is a problem in today's world. Doing work that lines up with the scope of work, and you don't give anything more than that. Or, hey, this is all they asked for, so that's all I'm going to give them. Or, this is all they paid for, they don't get anything more. I'm not saying that you get taken advantage of, but what I do say is you go above and beyond. You give it everything that you've got, for the small client, to the big client, to the big project, to the small project. Because you may inspire others to follow suit. And you know what? You're going to have great stories to tell one day. At the end of today, I'm exhausted after having to go through a bunch of stuff that I didn't want to go through today and interrupted my morning routine that I lovingly talked about a couple episodes ago. But I'm going to have a better story to tell today. Because I gave today everything that I had to make sure that my customers were taken care of, to make sure that I was taken care of. And I probably won't see immediate results. When you do this, you might not see immediate results. And that's why a lot of people don't give it their all. They might not get caught. When you give it your all, you might get hurt. I could see the pained look on some of the singers. faces towards the end of the concert because they were pushing to their limit. Or you might feel like you gave too much, or that you were taken advantage of, or that you left money on the table. But you know what? When you give everything that you've got, someone is going to notice. There's going to be someone watching that cares even more because you did. In this podcast, I really aspire to give everything that I have. With my work, I go above and beyond because I want that experience to be important and to stand out from other people as well. And when you give everything that you've got, like the Neil Morse Band did, like I aspire to every single day, like I hope that you do, that is going to make all the difference. As we come to the end of this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to fuel their life? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode of the show, or you can have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Do you have a big idea you're chasing or want to share about how you're growing in your creative work? Perhaps you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Not only do I love talking about curiosity in this podcast, but I like writing about it too. And I just launched a new email series for creative entrepreneurs who are struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity. It's called The Curiosity Killers. Each day focuses on one killer and provides a few steps you can take to build your curiosity through wonder, learning, and action. Head to curiositykillers.com to sign up for this fun and serious look at why curiosity matters. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.